Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks. And with me, according to his profile on Facebook, is writer Jonathan Strickland.
Will you be my friend?
Sure.
So, yeah, today we're going to talk about Facebook in general and the recent Facebook redesign in particular. In case you have been under a rock for the last 4 years, here's the brief overview of Facebook. It's an online social network. It debuted in 2004, and it was originally geared for college students. So that's what for the first several months of development, it was pretty much just college kids using this to build up groups of friends and keep in contact with each other and find out what each other are doing and all that sort of thing. And then eventually, Facebook opened it up to the public in general, and everyone and their dog got a Facebook page. And I'm not kidding. There are dogs with Facebook pages.
And cats.
And cats as well. They don't discriminate. And then in August of 2006, so 2 years after it debuted, Facebook announced that it was going to open up some of its programming to developers. And a year later, in 2007, they actually allowed developers to use Facebook as a platform. And then that's when you saw this explosion of applications hit Facebook. So if you are the person who has the zombie pirate armored knight Scrabulous Facebook profile, you know exactly what I'm talking about here.
Unless, of course, that yours is one of the ones affected by Scrabulous.
Well, that's
you,
true. That's
you
true.
Might be you might be surprised to know there was a knockoff of the game, the popular Scrabble brand crossword game by
yes.
Hasbro.
Mm.
And you might say, why are you using the trademark name? Well, that's somebody did a knockoff. These two guys in India, basically because Hasbro didn't have their own version of Scrabble on there. And you might say, why do I care about this program? Well, Scrabulous became huge. It was a very, very popular way to network with other Facebook users, with friends and family. Speaking from personal experience, been playing Scrabulous for months with different family members across the country. And Hasbro got a little jealous. And all of a sudden, everywhere you turn on all these websites after Scrabble made its debut and Hasbro is announcing a lawsuit against the creators of Scrabulous, it's on every news site. Everywhere from United States to everywhere else in the world. It's amazing how a Scrabble game became the talk of Facebook for, you know, a week or more.
Right. Actually, months, really. Because if you've been listening to other podcasts or if you've read the news, you probably have seen things about this story. But really, let's try and keep this in mind. Scrabulous is just one of many programs that's on Facebook. In fact, I read in one source that there are now more than 24,000 programs on Facebook. That's a lot of programs. And the redesign kind of addresses this issue because here's how these programs work. Developers create their own applications. They host them on their own servers. And then it links to Facebook. And if you subscribe to one of these applications, if you install it within your profile page, you give that developer the right to look at your information. Now, originally, Facebook said, we just want developers to look at whatever information the application needs to know in order to run. So maybe that's just the number of friends you have or your profile name. But the problem is that there was not really a way to enforce that. So technically, developers were getting as much information as they wanted that was available on your profile. So that could be your birthday. Even friends who had set their profiles to private, if you installed an application on your profile, the developer would be able to look at that person's profile as if he or she were you. So there were some major privacy issues early on with this, with all these programs coming up.
Yeah, and I saw a report not too long ago about a student who had been asked to give up even more information, including his social security number. And it got him in a lot of trouble because it allows identity theft. So basically, once they've lulled you into a sense of security where you're willing to give up some information, you know, there, some people who are, let's say, less scrupulous, not scrabulous, scrupulous than others, you know, are starting to ask for more information under the guise of, hey, well, we need this to make your, make the program work. And, you know, there have been people who have been, fooled into thinking that somebody is going to use this for a good purpose. And, you know, it's a bit of social engineering on their part to get some information they probably shouldn't otherwise have.
And even on a more benign level, it could mean something like selling your information to advertisers so that you could be the target of targeted advertising. And I don't know about you, but I think most people probably feel they see enough commercials as it is. So, this was a big problem. And that was part of the reason Facebook was looking into its major redesign. And another part was just that if you go to a Facebook page and you look at someone's profile and this person has subscribed to a lot of these applications, the page gets pretty cluttered.
That's true. Each of these applications has a little image that goes along with it. So if you tell the program that you're installing that you want to include this in your profile, then it's going to put another little badge on there. It's not unlike, I guess, the badges you would see on the side of a fighter jet in World War II every time they shot down another plane. They'd get the little thing on the side of the nose where you'd have, you know, 16 different ones. Well, on Facebook, you know, you have, say you have 15 different applications installed and you let it show that on your profile page, all of a sudden you've got this little string of little, I don't know, probably 16 by 16 pixel or 32 by 32 images, you know, representing each of those applications.
And it gets worse than that because some of the applications also will put a box in your profile page so that it'll take up even more space on your profile. Now, not every application does that, but, and you can choose to not let it do that. But if you're not paying attention and you're just saying, ooh, I want to be a pirate. Ooh, I want to be a zombie. Ooh, I want to be a werewolf. Ooh, I love this movie application. Eventually your profile is just going to be filled with all these different boxes, and it's arranged vertically. So you have to scroll down and down and down. And it may be that, that it takes a good minute and a half to scroll all the way through your page, which is not very elegant. So that was another part of the redesign. We should probably actually get around to talking about what the redesign looks like. It's pretty neat, actually. They've organized the Facebook profiles into tabbed pages. So everything's now organized within tabs, and all those applications are now in a tab called Boxes. I'm sure this probably has some of the developers a little peeved, because if you're looking at the main profile page, you don't see the applications there anymore. And I bet that's got some people rubbed the wrong way.
That's true, but it does make the profile a lot easier to navigate. I mean, rather than having a list of all your applications and being limited to see only a few of them at a time, you can actually hit the Applications tab and see all the different applications in one place. You can also, you know, there's also links to your friends, to your inbox. You'll see your status updates right there. And they opened up they had basically three sections. You had your left navigation, and then the main content on your profile, and then another in the right rail. And they basically got rid of the entire left navigation scheme and put it into those tabs. So it really opens up a lot of white space and makes the page easier to get through.
Right. It doesn't look nearly as busy as it used to. And I think it's a huge improvement. I do use Facebook occasionally, and I really do like the new layout. Now, if you haven't seen the new layout, that's probably because Facebook hasn't really rolled it out to the site at large, but you can check it out at www.new.facebook.com. That's N-E-W. And that's where you can see the new design. And, I think it's pretty nifty.
I do too, although a lot of the feedback that I've seen on blogs and different social networks that aren't Facebook, and a lot of the people who I follow have not been at all thrilled with it. But someone who might have been thrilled with it, at least enough to get hit with a lawsuit, is a German organization, which is sort of a very similar website called StudiVZ. And they are accused of, and I quote, copying the look, feel, features, and services, end quote, of the Facebook layout, according to the Financial Times. So they have actually gotten as close to Facebook as they could, to the point where Facebook is willing to take legal action. So, you know, it's a popular layout for social platform.
Yeah, whenever a new social networking site comes on, the inevitable comparisons against the two biggies, MySpace and Facebook, come around. And in some cases, those comparisons, you say it doesn't just resemble it; it's identical to it. And
right.
that's not the best route to take, I think. Well, if you want to learn more, you should visit howstuffworks.com and read How Facebook Works. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.